רבותיי, יישר כוח. Thank you so much. We're going to do the Shir on Parashat HaShavua, set at 10 to 10 instead of after Rabbi Kalis' Shir. Kach Rabbi Kalis can, he can go on and from now on, that's the time we're going to be starting. Usually we sprinkle just a little bit of Hebrew into the shiur, and it's kedai for us to try to learn, just to get a little bit more familiar with Hebrew, with Lashon Kodesh, with Ivrit, whatever it might be. We're going to be speaking about today about the last parasha in Baal Oischa. Last parasha in Baal Oischa is a very interesting, complicated story that happened in Perek Yud Beis. The pasuk says, "Vatidaber Miriam ve'Aaron b'Moisha al oidos aisha akushis asher lokoch." Miriam ve'Aaron dibru al Moshe Rabbeinu. Dibru akavana, it means that they spoke lashon hara. Al oidos aisha akushis asher lokoch, ki isha akushis lokoch. What does it mean, ki isha akushis lokoch? As Mefarshim Masbirim, what was their lashon? Her lashon, well, her was that Moshe Rabbeinu was parash miishto. He left his wife, and they were critical of Moshe Rabbeinu. They spoke lashon hara about him. Kilo, you talk as a wife, so then you can't leave. They thought he was doing it because lo matim lo. He thought that it wasn't appropriate for him because mitoich nekuda of gaava, that he said that he had to leave his wife. He's a Baal Gaiva. And therefore, they spoke Lashon Hara. Vayomer harak ach b'moisha diber Hashem. Halo gam bonu diber vayishma Hashem. What, Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that he's the only Navi? Halo rak ach b'moisha diber Hashem. Only by Moshe? Halo gam bonu diber. Vaposuk mamshich vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikola adam asher al pnei adama. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest anav on the entire world. As kodem kol, there's one thing that we have to understand. There's a davar that is that a person has to realize. It's, they're coming, Miriam and Aaron, and saying Moshe Rabbeinu mitoch gaava, because he's a baal gaiva, he's coming. He's poresh mishto. And what does the pasuk meid? Moshe Rabbeinu, not only was he not a baal gaiva, he was a ada ish anav mikol adam asher ala adama. Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest anav in the world. As kanireh, sheyesh nekuda shel anava. There's an idea of anivus that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to walk around looking like a shemata. You have to walk around and everyone sees that, you know, saying I'm nobody, I'm nothing, I'm garnished. If that was what anav means, so Moshe Rabbeinu would be clear that he's an anav. How would Miriam and Aaron say he's doing mitoch gava? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't walk around feeling like he was a nobody. Moshe Rabbeinu walked around understanding that he is the leader of Klal Yisrael, and he held himself that way. He the way that he presented himself was with malchut, as someone majestic, to the point that people could perhaps think that Moshe Rabbeinu was a baal gaiva. Yidua al ha Rishon Rebbe. The Rebbe, the from Rishon, it was called the Golden Dynasty, because he was a person that was very majestic. He wore golden shoes. He had a golden cane. The handle on his door was made out of gold. His wagon was drawn by six beautiful white stallions. And he was a person that he was noeg b'malchut. And some people used to be critical of him, like, you know, so much covered, so much wealth, so much everything. To one time they saw him walking. It was, I believe it was after Kiddush Levana. And they saw that from his footsteps there was blood in the snow. V'evchinu, and they understood that his golden shoes had no soles. He was wearing golden shoes with no soles, because he wanted everyone else to have the right appreciation for the Rebbe, but he himself was taking nothing from it. He was walking barefoot. Moshe Rabbeinu, Bevadai Moshe Rabbeinu, was a person that held himself and was able to, he was present himself as a melech. But inside he was anav mikol adam. And therefore they were able to suspect him of perhaps having gaiva. Avo zeloya emet, Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam. There is some interesting observations to be had here. As far as what happened, the pasuk tells us that afterwards, that Vayichar af Hashem bom vayelach v'anan tsar me'al ha'oil v'hine Miriam mitzora'as kasholeg. Miriam was mitzora'as. She got punished for what she said. Vayifen Aaron el Miriam v'hine mitzora'as. Aaron turned to Miriam and she was a mitzora'as. So Lemaisa, the pasuk matchil that both Aaron and Miriam spoke kineged Moshe Rabbeinu. Lama Miriam is the one that got the punishment. Why is that Miriam got tzoras? So the Mefarshim explained that b'derech klal, when you have a man and a woman together, usually it's the woman that does most of the talking. That's the regular. So Mistama Miriam is the one that spoke more than Aaron Akoyin. Aber Lemaisa Aaron gam. He was definitely a part of the Lashon Hara. Where is his punishment? If you understand what Aaron HaKohen was like, it says in the Pasuk, Vayifen Aaron al Miriam v'hinei mitzora'at. Aaron turned to his sister and she was a mitzora'at. Aaron saw his sister as a mitzora'at. It was very painful for him. That hurt him very much. He realized that he was the cause for his sisters, because he was also a part of this. He caused his sister to become mitzoras. That itself was a punishment for Aaron HaKohen. Aaron, who was a person who was oev shalom, rodev shalom, if he was a person who oev esabrias, he loved everyone. And if he saw his sister in pain, that was itself very painful for Aaron. That was his punishment, that he had to witness his sister going through this type of incident. But bo nachshov rega al Miriam Hanavia. Miriam was Moshe Rabbeinu's older sister. Miriam was the one who risked her life for Moshe Rabbeinu. If you remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was there. He was floating in the yam, and Miriam was standing next to him, and she was waiting to see what's going to happen. Miriam risked her life for Moshe Rabbeinu. And who was Miriam talking to? She was talking to Moshe's brother, and they were discussing their little brother. Like, you know, if his behavior is appropriate. One would think, Zelosh and Hora. I mean, you know, Miriam, she cares about him. I love him so much. But Lemaisa, you know, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Anav Mikol Adam, you think he had tainas on Miriam? Think she got him upset? Bevadai shelo. Bechol zot. This is the example the Pasuk gives us as Lashon Hara. Sometimes people think, they like to say, yeah, you know, I love him, but. Or I really care about him, but. Or, you know, or I would never say anything bad about him, because I, or he doesn't really care, he doesn't bother him. All these excuses, they're amasalois. That's what it's in Aramaic. It's an excuse. Lemaisa Lashon Hara is anytime you say something bad about a person. That's the example that the Pasuk gives us of Miriam Hanaviyah. So the Pasuk told us that Moshe Rabbeinu is anav mikol adam asher al pnei adama. Moshe Rabbeinu was he was humble of all people. He was anav mikol adam asher al pnei adama. There's an interesting Avos D'Rav Nosson. The Avos D'Rav Nosson says, I might think that Moshe Rabbeinu was anav even from Avram Avinu, even Meha Avos. But the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam asher al pnei ha'adama. He was only anav from all people that were living at that moment. But there was other people from before him, midorot ha'kodmim, that were bigger anavim than Moshe Rabbeinu. Kacha katuv ba'Avos D'Rav Nosson. Vashela, Chassam Sofer asks, is the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara says like this. Gemara says, Godol, Mashenemar, Al Moshe Rabbeinu, Mimashenemar, Al Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu Amar al Atzmo. He said on himself, Anoichi Ofar Ve'efer. I'm offering Efer, I'm dirt, I'm dust. But he says, I'm something, but that thing that I am is like irrelevant. It has no purpose, has no past, has no future, whatever it is. Anoichi Ofar Ve'efer. Moshe Rabbeinu Amar al Atzmo Ve'anachnu Ma. What am I? I'm Bechlal, I'm not even something. He's even less than Ofar Ve'efer. As Kanire from the Gemara, Kanire appears that Moshe Rabbeinu is a bigger Anav than Avram Avinu. Because it's Godo Mashenema Moshe Rabbeinu when it's said on Avram Avinu. And the Avos Rav Nosson says, it's Medayek in the Psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Anav Mikol Adama Asher Pnei Adama. Only people are alive today, but there's people before him, the bigger Anavim, the Avot HaKadoshim. So how do you explain this stira? This is a stira. Is Moshe Rabbeinu a bigger Anav than Avram Avinu? Or not. Says the Chassam Sofer as follows. He says, you have to understand, Avram Avinu came from nowhere. Mamash from nowhere. He came from Terach. Terach haya oved avodozara. Terach was a person that he didn't give Avram Avinu any type of misorah, didn't give him any type of tradition. Avram Avinu, he gia akol ba'atzmo, he got to everything by himself. And even Yitzchak, see, Yitzchak had a father who was Avram, but his grandfather was Bechlal lo nogea, was nobody. It was the grandfather was Terach. The Avot HaKadoshim started from nowhere. And they're the ones that broke through. Masha'en ken Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Amram, he had Kehos, he had Levi, he had Yaakov, he had Yitzchak, he had a whole Misorah, he had a whole tradition that was passed down to him. As Omer Chassam Sofer Kacha, Nachon, that Moshe Rabbeinu reached a dargah that Avram Avinu didn't reach, a dargah in Anova, a dargah in humility, because he said Anachnu Ma, and Avram Avinu didn't reach that madrega. But the koach that Avram Avinu needed to be able to get to where he got to, because he did it on his own, was harbe yoter gadol from the koach of Moshe Rabbeinu. If Avram Avinu would have had also a father and a grandfather that was giving him this tradition, he also would have reached there. But he didn't have that. So the koach of Avraham Avinu was stronger than Moshe. Of Lamaisa Moshe Rabbeinu, Higia Ledarga Yoter Gvoa. If you look in the Pasuk says, Va'ish Moshe, Anav Me'oid Mikol Adam Asher Alpeneho Adama. The Pasuk starts, Va'ish Moshe, Itchil Im Amila Ish. Ish means, the man. Moshe, Anav Me'oid Mikol Ha'adam Asher Alpeneho Adama. Adam means man. But the pasuk changes from Ish to Adam. Va'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Ha'Adam Asher Alpnei Adama. Lama Itchil Im Ish, and it ends with Adam. This is the question the Shemen Toiv asked. This question, he says the following pshat. He says Ish is a word that symbolizes Chashivut. Ish is a word that symbolizes a person who is Chashuv. He's an Ish. He's a man. Adam symbolizes a prisut, symbolizes someone that's very, his base. The word Adam comes from Adama, which is from the ground. The word is representing people that they're people of the ground. So he says Moshe Rabbeinu the Maisha was an Ish. He was a very prominent and important person. He was Anav Mikol Adam, even from the people that were just very base people. They were just Adam. He was Anav Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama. He, even though he was so big, but his humility was even more than people that were so small. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. So Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Lehavin Mahaya Lashon Hara Shelahem. What exactly they said? What happened? They said, what? Hashem only speaks to them. Hashem speaks to us also. The Pasuk says, Miriam said, Harak ach b'moshe diber Hashem, halo gam bonu diber v'yishma Hashem. Hashem only speaks to Moshe, speaks to us too. Lehavin, to understand exactly what was the Lashon Hara. Says the Reb Chaim V'Lashon, it's in the Hakdamah Ruach Chaim, it's not here, it's only in some of them, in the Drashot. He says, listen to the Diuk in the Pasuk. Someone that knows dikduk, if you know grammar, how do you say to speak to someone? L'daber. How do you say to speak to someone? El or le. Those are the two proper, either ones, el or le. The pasuk says, "Harach ach b'Moshe diber Hashem." Did Hashem only speak b'Moshe? B'Moshe is not proper grammar. What does it mean? He spoke in Moshe. Spoke in Moshe. Hello, gam banu diber Hashem. Should say gam lanu diber Hashem. Hashem spoke to us. What does it mean? Hashem gam banu diber Hashem. Omer Samsoi, Omer Reb Chaim V'Lashon. Pshat u'kacha. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was miyuchad. The pasuk says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu diber mitoich groinoi." The Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke from inside of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the voice of a Kadosh Baruch Hu emanated from inside of him, came out from inside. Hashem spoke from inside of Moshe. All the other neviim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them. Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spoke from inside of him. How did that happen? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was anav mikol adam. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he's nobody. Most of us, if Hashem would be inside of us, so we would freak out. Because we would feel like, but where am I? How does that mean Hashem's inside of me? But what about me? And you lose your identity. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have an identity. Va'anachnu ma, I'm nothing. So therefore, Hashem went inside of him. It didn't disrupt him. It didn't bother him. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Miriam said, "Ha'ach rak b'Moshe diber Hashem halu gam banu diber. Kol shbochu diber gam inside of us. We're also the same type of neviim." Das heißt, that means to say as far as Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Tishma, if Kol shbochu is inside of me, and tzuch lefrosh migashmiut legamri." Moshe Rabbeinu had to be poresh mishto. He had to leave his wife. Because if Hashem's speaking from inside, so then this is a type of nevuah that has no connection to Gashmius. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "I am totally, you know, Gashmius is not for me if Hashem is inside of me." And Miriam said, "Why is he any different than us? Hashem spoke inside of us also." Listen to what happens. Listen to the Reb Chaim V'Lashon says a beautiful thing. The pasuk continues and says, "Vayoyimer Hashem pisoim el Moshe ve'el Aaron and Miriam." Hashem spoke pisom. Pisom sounds like it's like it happens instantly. Happened like suddenly. Hashem said, "All three of you, I want you going to the Oyel Moed." Hashem came down in a cloud. Hashem was there by the entrance of the Oyel. And he called Aaron and Miriam, and they came out. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu summons Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And now Aaron and Miriam have to come out. Listen, please, to my words. If your nevuah would be b'mare, b'chaloyim adaber bo, I speak to you in a dream. Lo kein avdi Moshe, b'chol beisi ne'mon hu. Moshe is different. As says Reb Chaim V'Lashon, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be there? He said, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, go. Now Aaron and Miriam want to talk to you. Moshe Rabbeinu, not nothing. And why does it say Lashon of Shimu no devorai? Hear, please, my words. Omer Reb Chaim V'Lashon something beautiful. He says he wanted to show Miriam and Aaron the difference between their nevuah and Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. They were saying, it's the same thing. Hashem says, I'm going to show you. And I'm going to give you once, suddenly, the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to experience it. And you're going to see that it's not the same thing. And they experienced for that moment the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were freaking out because they couldn't handle it. It wasn't for them. It was pisaim, because it wasn't something that was happening in the natural occurrences. They couldn't deal. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Reb Chaim V'Lashon says, Shimu no devorai. Hashem spoke gently. Hashem was giving them musar. He spoke gently because they were in tremendous amount of pain. They couldn't deal with it. It was too much. They're having Hashem speaking from inside of them. They were freaking out. And they said, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu experiences. You don't know what this is. You never had this. That's what happened. And Hashem said, don't speak about Moshe Rabbeinu because he's different. Michal Beisi Neman. Who? Moshe Rabbeinu is the most reliable. He's special. He's Neman more than anyone else. Pe'al pe'al daber boy. Bemar v'lo bechidus. And all these things. Okay. That's the way that Reb Chaim Volozhin Masbir at what happened over here. Miriam and Aaron, they thought they had the same Nevuah as Moshe Rabbeinu. They experienced one time, they had the experience of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which they never experienced before, and they finally realized that their Nevuah was different. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to be there? Says Reb Chaim Volozhin. He says, Siba, that they had to be there, was because in order for them to get this Nevuah, how did it happen? They weren't ready for this Nevuah. The Nevuah wasn't for them. They needed Moshe Rabbeinu to be with them. And when they were with Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able, lishov, to draw this type of Nevuah from Shemayim. And it came through Moshe Rabbeinu and went to them. And then they experienced Moshe's Nevuah. If Moshe wasn't there, the Nevuah couldn't happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Moshe, Miriam, and Aaron. He didn't want to speak to Moshe. But he wanted Moshe to be there in order to bring this type of Nevuah. And the Drash HaSaran says the following thing. He says that a person can reach Madrigot B'Kedusha that are not Shaykh to him through being Mizdabek in his Rebbe. If a person has a Rav, and his Rav is on a Madrega Gvoah, is on a high level, he's not there. But if he is in the presence of his Rebbe, so his Rebbe can bring that dargah here, and he will be able to access. Just like Miriam and Aaron, they weren't roy for this Nevuah. Hashem said, if Moshe's here, it can happen. Now over here it happened, and it was bad for them. But it could also happen in ways that are good. And he explains the Drash HaSaran, that that's much of what happened through the generations. For example, Yeshua, who was Mamshich at the Derech Shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua was Mamshich, and he drew all that he had from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the Pnei Yeshua's Kepnei HaLevona, because he was able to reflect the shine of Moshe Rabbeinu and be able to do things that he wasn't really shaykh to, because he was connected to his Rebbe. Elisha, who is a Talmud of Eliyahu, was able to do everything Eliyahu did and more through being connected to his Rebbe. Says the Ran, Adavar Nifla. Says the Ran, you don't even need your Rebbe to be present. Even if you have something from your Rebbe that reminds you of who he is or what he's like, that itself can cause you to be able to be elevated. L'mashal, says the Drash HaSaran, if a person has one of the Kelim, he has one of the utensils. He has something that his Rebbe wore. He has something that his Rebbe used. He has the mate of his Rebbe. He has the ksus. He has the clothing of his Rebbe. Something that he gets from his Rebbe. And he keeps it with him. That itself can cause him to be able to connect with the dargot that his Rebbe was on. That's what happened here. This is the story that had happened by Miriam and Aaron, that they were able to attain a darga of Nevuah that Be'etzem wasn't Shaykh to them. So the Pasuk says over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Madua lo yereisem ledaber ba'avdi Moshe, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was criticizing them, why were you not afraid to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu? They spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was something that they should have approached with much more trepidation. Now, we know that in history, there was a few times that people, there was a saying, the Mashal by the Rambam, when the Rambam passed away, if you look, I believe it's by the Kever of the Rambam, it says, Mi Moshe v'ad Moshe loikom ke Moshe. That there was another Moshe that came into the world, and from him till him, there was no one else. Moshe ben Maimon was the Moshe Rabbeinu, was the Rambam of the Dor. And Rav Moshe Isserles and Rav Moshe Feinstein. By Rav Moshe Feinstein, by his Levaya, they said, Mi Moshe ve'ad Moshe lo kam ke Moshe. Now, it might just be a cute saying, but listen to this story that happened. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Levaya was on Purim, on Tainus Esther. It was here on Purim.
It's here in Purim.
The story happened here. He's buried here on Har Menuchas. And the Levaya was here on Purim. And it was a big Levaya. Shach was Maspid. David Pavarsky was Maspid. A lot of the Gedolim that were here in Yerushalayim were Maspid. Right after the Levaya, someone who was there got sick. And doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And he was trying to figure out what to do with himself. So he went to one of the tzaddikim in the generation, and they did what's called the Goral Agra. A Goral Agra is when a person doesn't know what to do. So there's a way of opening the Chumash, and there's a system how to point out a pasuk, and that pasuk tells you, gives you insight into your dilemma. There's numerous stories about people that did Goral Agra. A person needs a Masoret to know how to do a Goral Agra. But he went to a Goral Agra, and it came out to this pasuk. And the pasuk says, Madua lo yoresem ledaber ba'avdi Moshe. Why are you not afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? So the tzaddik that did a Goral Agra said to him, all this happened right after Moshe's Levaya. Maybe you said something that wasn't appropriate about Ramosha Feinstein. And he said, Chas v'sholem, I would never say anything bad about Ramosha Feinstein. Of course, I was by the Levaya myself, and for sure. He said, think very, very hard. Think very hard. Maybe you said something about Ramosha. And afterwards, he said, yeah, I remember now. I was at the Levaya, and there was like a lot of hespedim, and it was going on. And I turned to my friend, I said, I know it's from Moshe Feinstein, but Lamaisa, it's Purim. I mean, it's like it's overdone a little bit. And those words of criticism, those words that were just like a subtle word that a person said, was enough to cause him this problem. So it's brought down. I could show it to you in print, the story that he took a minyan to Ramesh's kever, and he asked Mechila from Ramesh Feinstein, and from that day on he had a refuah shleima. You have to be so careful about the things we say. We see from Miriam Hanaviyah that Miriam spoke about her brother who she cared a lot about. She was good with she saved his life. She saved his life. And still she was punished. And someone just made just some sort of like passing comment about Moshe Rabbeinu, about Moshe Feinstein. And also that he gets punished for. We see the Chomer, how serious the sin, the Avera is of Lashon Hara. And we should all try to be very careful. We know that because of Beglal Lashon Hara, Nechrav Beitenu, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Bezrat Hashem, if we are mechazek in the inyan of avat chinam, in the inyan of shmirat halashon, we should be zoicher to the binyan Beis HaMikdash, b'mheirav yameinu, amen.